Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Smoke here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Teresa Esser. She's the Managing Director for Silicon Pastures. Teresa, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank you.
So today, I know we're going to be talking about, like I said, investing right here in Wisconsin. And I want to touch on the Invest in Milwaukee Committee, which you've just been telling me a little bit about here first. But for our listeners, can you give an overview of the committee and what exactly you're looking at in terms of investment in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. So I am a proud member of the Milwaukee Rotary Club, and we have been meeting throughout 2019 to ask questions about how can we direct the resources of our Rotary Club and our city and our state and the people in it, how can we direct more of those resources at the level of new and emerging businesses in our city? And we've learned a lot. We started out by looking at the ecosystem in general, the overall ecosystem, and we've looked at the people who are capable, who are legally permitted to invest in early stage businesses. And those people and entities include pension funds, foundations, high net worth individuals, family offices, university endowments, and others, perhaps investment banks. Those are resources that are legally allowed to invest in early stage businesses, and we've been looking at how many resources are there, how many dollars are we talking about, and we've come up with billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, in fact. And so we're asking, then we look at, well, how much are we currently investing in our city, our state, and our region? How much venture capital did all of Wisconsin's entrepreneurs manage to raise during 2018? And there are different figures, but it's somewhere around $300 million is the commonly accepted figure. So, we're doing some math, and we're saying, well, how much venture capital is available outside Wisconsin in other states? And we noted that in California, they raised $77.297 billion. In Massachusetts, they brought in about $11.12 billion. The correct number is $11.885 billion. In New York, they brought in about $14 billion, $14.311 billion. But in Wisconsin, it's $300 million. So I did some division problems, some math problems, and I divided the number of dollars of venture capital that was raised in California by the population, which is around $40 billion, and I got around $1,954 for every resident of California. I got around $1,722 for every resident of Massachusetts, and I got around $732 for every resident of New York. In Wisconsin, the figure is closer to $50 per person. So by one figure, it's about $44 per person. By another, it's $54 per person, but it's around $50. Why is that? And so you say, well, we just don't have risk capital here. But the truth is, we do have risk capital. We do have risk capital in the state of Wisconsin. It's just that our risk capital that we have in the state of Wisconsin, which is owned by our pension funds, our university endowments, our high net worth individuals, our family offices, and that risk capital is not being invested in the state of Wisconsin. And so the question is, well, where is it going? And why? And what's going on with these, what is going on? And so that is the work that I've been focusing on doing. And you can go, entity by entity by entity and saying, well, where does this particular individual pension fund invest its dollars? Where does this particular individual foundation invest its dollars? You could spend literally years tracking down all that information, or you could just ask a bigger question. What would Milwaukee look like if we invested more of our risk capital right here in our early stage businesses? And what would Wisconsin look like if we took a portion of the capital that we are currently exporting to venture capital fund managers on the East and West Coasts, and we started to put that to work in Wisconsin? And then we asked, well, what would be a reasonable request? And that's, I mean, this is where we are in the discussions. It's an ongoing, we're continuing to discuss, and we're saying, what should we do? What is the correct response to this situation? And that's why it's open. This is an inclusive discussion, and we have Rotarians who are involved, we have community members who are involved, we have people who are involved, and we need to get to the right answer, and we need to figure out how we can direct the resources of, how we can direct our resources at the level of new and emerging businesses in our city.
Absolutely. I'll certainly be following your progress as you look deeper into some of these numbers and start to really answer some of the questions that you raised there at the end, is how to improve the situation here in Wisconsin. It's certainly some major questions for the business community, and we'll be following it with great interest.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.